Hi again, Cheryl here, Barely Knitting. Cashmere is king. Why do I say that? Well, if cash is king, cashmere is surely fit for kings in the fiber world. I have 2 ounces of cashmere that I purchased from Heidi last year at her booth at Madrona, the Artful You booth. And it's been staring at me all week while I've been doing all these other things. And I decided I would set aside the superwash merino I was working on and spend some time with the 2 ounces that I have. Well, referring to a couple things, I have the Fleece and Fiber Source Book. I have it in 2 versions. One is in the hardback, which I keep because I put lovely pieces of sample of the actual fibers in the book. So not only do I use it as a reference book, I kind of use it as a workbook as well. And I have an electronic version for on the go. Does anyone really need that much? Probably not, but I do have it because it's that useful. So a little bit about cashmere. You want to get enough twist to get the yarn onto the spindle or bobbin. It's not necessarily enough twist to get it off again. So you really want to put some twist in there. Also make sure you're using enough twist to secure the fibers in the strand, but not so much that the yarn becomes wiry. So that becomes a very balanced, tricky act that you've got to be able to make sure that you can come through with, because you know you don't want to wear wire around your neck in a lace pattern of something that you've knit up. So it says spin fine and then ply to build up the heavier weights of yarn, keeping in mind the warmth factor. Heavy cashmere yarns will be beyond cozy. So, cashmere is very warm. I found something online as well. It talked a little bit about the U.S. Wool Products Labeling Act of 1939. So it's still referencing a law from 1939, as amended, states that a wool or textile product may not be labeled as containing cashmere unless, you ready? Such wool product is the fine, dehaired, undercoat fibers produced by a cashmere goat. The average diameter of the fiber of such wool product does not exceed 19 microns, and such wool product does not contain more than 3% by weight of cashmere fibers with average diameters that exceed 30 microns. Okay, so it's one thing to learn about cashmere, but it's another to learn that there is still a U.S. Wool Products Labeling Act of 1939 that people and the government and everybody refers to. Very interesting. So hopefully you've got a little cashmere that you feel like king.